meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so thank you very much for joining the IDN Guidelines Working Group call on 15th of December 2016. We have Mats, Jian, Carl, and Sarmad on the call. So over to you, Mats.
Yes, thank you. Last time we had a large discussion about the code points that could be homoglyphs or confusables. And out of that discussion, Sarmad got a action item to summarize or collect the code points from two Unicode files that could be interesting for us, interesting for IDN. And Sarmad, those are the two files that you have sent us. Could you please?
Yes. So basically, my task was to filter these in the context of RDNA 2008 standard because they included code points which were which are disallowed in RDNA 2008. So I separated both the confusables.txt, which is the larger set, and the intentional.txt, which is a smaller set. These files which I separated are now do not include any code points which are not allowed in IDNA 2008. So it's a smaller set filtered in against set criteria.
So could if you show them to us and so we could see that we're looking at the same thing, and maybe you could if you have any comments on the files.
Sure. So let me then upload them one at a time. Give me a second. Okay, so can you all see the file on the screen? This one is confusables text, and excuse me, I'm going to scroll down. So this just lists the relevant code points, which is probably not that interesting. I think what's more interesting is this second last column. This gives the set in which they are, set which includes the code points in which are confusable, and I'm going to jump down to these sets. So these various sets basically then give a list of code points which are according to confusables.txt similar to each other, and as you can see, it actually in some cases is quite liberal, so it's not only looking at homoglyphs, but it is also looking at things which are slightly beyond homoglyphs, and you can traverse through these tables and notice that obviously some of these do include homoglyphs, but it includes things which are beyond just homoglyphs as well. So,
Samad?
Yeah, please.
Does that mean that the one in the other one is included here? So this is a superset. Is that the case?
I have not performed that check, but I would assume that would be the case.
Yeah, because, I think if you look at this set 14, you have it before, set 15, that is the same thing as set 1 in the other file.
Okay.
So the intentional is a more true homoglyphs, and confusables include both homoglyphs and others. That is my interpretation right now.
Right. So let me switch to intentional very quickly and scroll down to the six themselves. Excuse me. And you can probably see that the intentionals are very exactly mapping onto just the homoglyphs. They're not including any confusable characters. So if you look at set 13, it only lists homoglyphs and not the A followed by E sequence, which is actually not an exact homoglyph, but only confusable, for example. So intentional is this particular file which I'm showing right now is the more truly, limited to homoglyphs. But the issue with this file as well is that this is largely focused on Cyrillic, Latin, and Greek. So, for example, there are no entries here for Arabic script, for example. And so it has its own limitations in a way. So it's not a complete set of homoglyphs.
Okay, so you mean that there are what you would say true homoglyphs in Arabic script, and those are not included here. Are they included in the other file?
Yes.
Okay.
So the other file does have Arabic and all other scripts. So other one is much more comprehensive. Let me skip down to see where the Arabic's listed. Even in that case, the Arabic analysis, when I looked at it, I found it a bit limited. But so here are some examples of Arabic homoglyphs. Various sets 208, 209, and 210.
Okay. So you would consider those to be homoglyphs. 210.
They would be homoglyphs in some positions. They're not homoglyphs in isolated form, which are listed here, but they become homoglyphs when they come in combined forms.
Okay, yeah, that's an interesting phenomenon. It's not only that, you have the position too that governs it, so.
Right, Arabic is cursive, so we need to look at join forms separately from the isolated forms.
I see. So if we should make any recommendations, it seems like we should base it on this confusable. On the other hand, it's hard to say that it must to avoid all these examples or all the cases listed here in confusable. If we do, then one and L would be ruled out, I think.
Right. So let me just very quickly scroll up and see if I can find the letter one. in digit 1. So digit 1 is set 3. When we jump to set 3, it actually does 006C with 0031. 006C is...
That's L.
0060 is Latin, small letter L, yes. So it's putting L and 1 in the same set, which is not something we have wanted. This was raised by Dennis. So this confusables.txt is reaching beyond what we were looking for. And as we said, that intentional is not quite there. So we want something which is in the middle. So that's where I think the situation is. And based on that, I guess we need to make our recommendation.
So Carl and John, please, some reactions on this.
This is Cal. I would agree that the confusables, we certainly can't. It certainly can't be a must. And if we were to recommend using it, I think we would have to warn people about their about how rigidly they followed the confusables sets. I have to look through the intentional set to see if it was small enough and specific enough to be appropriate, because the only other alternative is then to recommend that people follow individual language group recommendations, but that of course won't get cross script and cross language homoglyphs. So I'll be interested to see what everyone else thinks regarding the impact of following the intentional.
Jan?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello? Okay. Yes, not quite sure what should I respond. So could you, I also agree with Carl. Maybe we can raise this question to the mailing list. I would like to see others' opinion. Now, for me, I'm not quite sure what direction we should go.
John, I was just asking for your immediate reaction, and so I don't expect you to have a final answer. So that's okay. But as an answer to Carl, let me see, the intentional, I feel, is too small. Because as Samad pointed out, it does not cover Arabic homoglyphs. So it doesn't feel comfortable. I'm not comfortable of pointing at that, because that would be would be biased and also give an impression that this is enough. One option would be to say that it's a must to go through the all members, so to say, that applicable members of the confusable, and take a decision what should be blocked or not. So not saying that everything in confusable should be blocked, but say that you must consider everything everything applicable in Confusable. What is your immediate reaction to such a approach?
This is Cal. I'm wondering what action would we then expect on behalf of a TLD operator? Because as you say, there's quite a broad inclusion in the Confusables. And if their only action is to decide not to follow, all the character sets, we've either committed them to a lot of work and a lot of wasted time, or it's not a genuine recommendation. No one's going to follow through. So, I think if we're going to make a recommendation, that people need to be able to take an observable action.
Can you elaborate what you mean by observable action?
Well, I think there should be some kind of output. And I'm not suggesting that people should actually read through the Confusables list, but I think for every recommendation like in the guidelines, it should be clear that someone's either taken an action, that is, if we've asked them to have a policy, then they should have that policy, or they've decided that it's not appropriate for them and they can clearly state that it's not appropriate. I think if we're asking them to review the Confusables, there's no genuine output. I guess it's a very loose recommendation, but there's not much that any one TLD operator can generate by reviewing that Confusables, especially considering they are unlikely to adopt all of the sets. So they'll always adopt a subset, which means I'm thinking in terms of adherence to policy and adherence to your contract. It would be very hard to claim adherence to that particular guideline. There's not much output from that sort of recommendation.
So another rupture would be, yes, Sarmad, please.
Right, so I think I'm going to agree with the call here that I think we need to have a very concrete reference and a very concrete statement. If we just say that registries will need to do their own analysis, then there is a likelihood, high likelihood, that the analyses of different registries are not going to agree with each other. And there's really no way to manage that, which eventually will create the end user confusion, and that's exactly what we're trying to avoid here. So I think even if it's a smaller set, but it's a concrete set, that would be better than probably having a larger set in which registries could independently decide and maybe end up not agreeing with each other and causing more confusion. So between the two, I think intentional.txt, even though it's a smaller set, but it's something we can, if we can all agree with, you know, that would be a good place to start, and we can say that that's a must. And then we can also discuss more else we can perhaps say beyond that part. So one possibility is say that we must do intentional.txt, and then a little bit beyond that, and what's beyond that is something we can discuss further.
One option is of course to make a subset of the Confusable. I'm not sure that's a good idea, but it's at least logically one option. But then we probably, I don't know if, I'm not sure that we have the full competence of doing that, because you have to more fully understand the variant glyphs of a particular code point to understand if it should or shouldn't be included. So, reaction to that?
This is Sarmad. We actually had a discussion on this last time. What you're suggesting is basically a recommendation which is coming out, which is basically asking, I guess, ICANN to work with the community to define a more comprehensive list. That's certainly possible, but that's like a project in itself. There was an initial discussion, I guess, on this last time, where I think some members thought that this is really not something ICANN should do. This is something that should be done at IETF and Unicode. So I guess in case we're going in that direction, we need to probably discuss where this should be done and how this really needs to be undertaken, especially in the context if ICANN is not doing this and it's really being done by one of the other organizations, then what's ICANN's role in facilitating that process and closing that process?
For me, it doesn't sound like an IETF work, is it? Of the two, I guess that the Unicode Consortium is the only option, isn't it? You think it would be possible to get that through IETF? Do we have the right type of people? Is IETF willing to create such a standard?
Right. So this is Sarmad again, and I share your concern there. That's something I guess we could ask IETF, but there is obviously a chance. So there are at least two RFCs, one which is RFC 5646 for Arabic and then 5992 for Cyrillic, which do talk about these things. So there is some precedence in IETF. However, obviously, the more detailed work has been done by Unicode.
So one option would be to say that the intentional is a must, and that confusable should be considered until there is a defined subset of confusable, which is more or less an extension of intentional, which then also should be a must. But then it's out of our control. We cannot achieve such a list within our mandate or resources, as far as I can see. Dennis, do you have any comments?
Matt, thank you, and apologies for being late. I'm sorry, I may going to repeat some of the discussion that you already made, but I just want to make a couple of points. The first one being, and I'm sorry if I'm derailing the conversation, but I was going through the document last night or yesterday afternoon, and I noticed that we drop former recommendation 5, which talk about visual confusable characters. And there's this recommendation says that code points in a single label should be all from the same script. and no visually confusable characters from different scripts will not be allocated, be allowed to coexist unless there is a policy of characters. So I think we need to bring back that recommendation 5 into our draft guidelines so that we can review it later. That's a very important one, right? So that one will take care of confusables, commingling issue, right? The second aspect is, I mean, last week when we discussed about the homoglyphs, we albeit it was just Sarmat, Matt, and I that we first defined what is going to be the reference, the authoritative source. And I think I'm hearing the discussion now that we are leaning towards the intentional file. That's going to be the authoritative source so that we can start looking at defining a guideline to clearly state, to clearly solve for two use cases, right? One is to harmonize variants across same script LDRs within ATLD. And second of all, whole label or visually confusable whole labels. And the example is the Latin scope and the Cyrillic scope. I mean, so far, am I right? Am I correct as to where we're going?
I think so.
Okay. So let me ask you. So as a group, we are agreeing that intentional is a good authoritative source in order to start looking at the problem statement. And the second thing that we discussed last week is to clearly define what homoglyph is. And I have a suggestion here. Since the guidelines already introduced the concept of visually confusable characters, I think we should use the same terminology because it's already familiar to registries, and use instead of homoglyph because it's font. I mean, it introduces a lot of noise in terms of homoglyph depends on the fonts and the size. Sorry. That we use the term visually confusable labels, right? And I think that will clearly, it's not about, it may be about the font, but it doesn't introduce a new term. I think that's where I'm going.
Well, I'm not against using the term visually confusable labels, so I think that we should also refer to homoglyphs because that's a term which is overused. Sarmad?
Right, so I was going to say the same thing. I think visually confusable is a larger set, and it probably dilutes the message from saying homoglyphs, even though homoglyphs is, I agree, not defined strictly because it's dependent on fonts and a few other things. But still, I think it's still tighter and stricter than visually confusing. So if we base our recommendation on visually confusing, that can probably cast a wider net on the characters which are actually should be supported, and so in some ways that becomes, I guess, less manageable than more manageable, even though you know it is still existing terminology. So at least in my personal opinion, Homo Glyphs is probably a better choice for terminology. And we can probably see if we can define it, or we can probably somehow relate visually confusing as quickly applying in homoglyphic cases, or somehow connect it. But just talking about visually confusables and not mentioning homoglyphs may actually become a much wider set of cases.
Yes, and so how do we go forward in this? Should we try to initiate something, some work, or is that just out of the scope? Could it be possible that, I can initiate something? To have a more work on the intentional list and a confusable list.
Again, you know, I think if this is something that the working group thinks needs to be undertaken, I can certainly take that back and get some work started. But that's something which I think then working group, you know, should really develop a consensus on. Then we do, I guess, one thing which could happen is that the working group could draft a statement and send it back to ICANN even now before the guidelines are concluded, and that can help sort of initiate the work sooner, but I think it's probably going to be a good idea to help define what the scope of that work is going to be and how that work should be conducted. For example, you know, is that something which should be done, for example, by a group within ICANN, or is it something ICANN should connect with Unicode to do, or ITF, or, you know, not really clear. Another thing which really you know, we've not really come back and taken that forward is the work for the root zone, because that's also doing homoglyphic analysis prospects, and it's being done by the community. So that's also, I think, a good source which we can leverage upon, even though it's work still under progress, and we do understand that it's not going to be as broad, but that's also at least one source like intentional, which is, you know, for whatever it's worth, you know, that part which it specifies is reasonably clear as a starting point or as a minimum. But in any case, if this is something the working group thinks is needed and should be taken up, I think it would be useful to have a communication from the working group, which I can then take internally, and we can start something on it. Thank you.
I mean, in principle, it's possible for ICANN to start some kind of work. It's not possible and we could then ask ICANN do that, ICANN board to initiate, or ICANN staff, whatever it's done. But we cannot make, and ICANN cannot make the Unicode consortium start to do any work. So of course you could ask, but then, yeah, I mean, it's their priority, not ours. So, does the group think that we should ask ICANN board to initiate or start a work on creating a subset of confusable that better matches what we think should be blocked in domain names or in pairs of domain names?
Dennis. This is Dennis. Yeah. I don't know. I think that's, at this point, my answer. Just from a capacity or bandwidth standpoint, there are a lot of working groups going on right now at ICANN. And adding one more, I would ask, what's the cost benefit? What are we trying? And I ask this question to the working group, what is the problem that we are trying? What are we solving for here? Is it code label homoglyphs? And if that's the answer, what is the problem with that and how large the problem is in order for the community to undertake such a project, which will just be a one stepping stone, right, in that direction. The community will just come out with a list and then there has to be policy made out of it and such and such. So is this a big problem to solve? I don't think we have asked that question ourselves either. Because if it's about phishing, there's data pointing that phishing IDNs is not a big problem. Phishing always happens in other forms, not specifically with IDNs. So what I'm saying is that before we move forward, we understand what because that's the question that maybe ICANN will have for us, right? How big is the problem so that you are suggesting that ICANN takes this project on?
So this is John.
So my question would be that as a starting point, obviously we can expand these lists, but why not take the work which is being done at the rootstone level and use that as a starting point? Because it, even though it is not completely comprehensive, it's reasonably comprehensive. In the sense that it covers most of the code points, if not all the code points, for second level. So you know, if there are any cases, those will be still reasonably, there may be more cases. Of course, there will be some more cases, but the root zone work still casts a reasonably wide enough net because it's a script level analysis. It's not a language level analysis. So why can't we just recommend using the homoglyphs the variants which are eventually identified by that work and use that as a minimum and starting point? And that's work which is already underway at ICANN. It is being entertained by the community itself, script communities. It has a very rigorous review process, and it's obviously a very transparent process with public comments so that process already in place. So can we possibly think of taking that as a starting point?
Jan? Are you there? Okay. Call
yes,
again.
I'm here. Sorry, the phone got a problem. Mm-hmm. So could you confirm your question?
Well, my question
Matt?
is hello. Yes.
Yeah.
The question is, how should we proceed? Should we ask ICANN to initiate a work to create a subset of the confusable that should be considered to be a must to be blocked?
I think it's hard for us to ask ICANN do something, because I think they like the bottom up process. They like to hear what the community say to them. They just want to implement the policy, but it's up to the community themselves to establish the policy. So I agree with Summer earlier what he said. It's if we like consensus as this group, could we just pause there? Could we just not raise new recommendation, just use the older one, rather than we go directly to ICANN to ask what they will do? Because I just doubt they will initiate something actively. Basically, they will rely on community input. That's just my some rough idea. Yeah, I'm not quite clear. Am I clear? I just say if we lack consensus on any new suggestion, we may just use the older one because we don't agree with each other. But if we have a basic consensus, we can raise a new idea. But before we reach any consensus, I don't suggest to raise the question to ICANN to decide. That's I think that's not the way ICANN like to take. Yeah, thank you.
I mean, in the end, the guidelines that we are suggesting are to be approved by the ICANN board. That is the process for our work. Paul?
I support Samad's suggestion that we borrow heavily from what the work that's going on with the root zone. I think if we were to in the interest of getting these guidelines out and having them somewhat complete, we will not have a report that includes cross-script homogs to point at in any guideline that we write for this version of the guidelines. So even if we did ask ICANN to conduct that work, I can't see us. Well, I don't think we should wait for that work to complete before we complete our own, before we actually complete this version of the guidelines. So it would be, if we were going to make that recommendation, I would imagine it would be some kind of note or addendum to our final report, and it would be up to ICANN to carry that through at some future time. But I think for this version of guidelines that we're working on today, we need to have either a clear recommendation for what people should do to prevent cross-script homoglyphs. And I do take Dennis's point that it's not a particularly urgent problem. Devoting too much resources to something that's not actually causing harm today, I don't think there's a lot of reasoning for it, not a strong reason. But so I think we should make some kind of recommendation, but we should not rely on a report that doesn't exist today and it needs to be written in the future. That's a suggestion we can make, but we need to move on from that. If the root zone LGR is in a state that it could be used to do comparisons for an arbitrary combination of languages, then that's a recommendation we could make. I'm not familiar with the current state of the work in with the root zone LGR, so whether it's appropriate or not, I can't say. But if that's the case, then I think that might be a good minimum recommendation. But of course, bearing in mind that an implementer that reads our guidelines may be implementing languages that are not currently considered in the root zone or not yet in the root zone LGR. So those are just my thoughts.
Yeah, so my notes more about the status of the root zone work, but we know that, for example, Latin script has not been processed yet in for the root zone, so it's still an ongoing work. So we would have to refer to an ongoing, incomplete, not yet completed work. Anyway, but it, I think it makes sense that we can more see the end of our work if we do that instead of trying to initiate the larger work, which we don't know if it will be ever completed or when. So I think that makes sense.
I'd just like to make one other observation. If we do include a recommendation that points to the root zone LGR, bearing in mind that it's evolving as we speak, it certainly won't be complete by the time our recommendations are out, but at least I hope we finish our guidelines before it's complete. We should also include a comment for how implementers need to manage that evolution because they, as I said, they might be implementing a language that isn't currently considered in the LGR, or there might be further work with the root zone LGR for a script that they have implemented and that they may not have considered. Because now, again, I'm going to express, I don't know whether the root zone LGR has explicit versions, and if we could nominate a version that's appropriate at the time of the IDN guidelines, or whether that's even sensible. So I'm just thinking about how we handle the fact that those will evolve, whereas an implementer will only implement those rules, at least initially, they'll only do it once.
I don't know if there are going to be any versions, but I know that whatever first version is not yet done, so it's still a work in progress. We would have to point at that work in progress. But it does have features that we like. As Samad points out, that we identify cross script variants and lookalikes. So the work there is the work that we like to see, but character set, so to say, is not the full IDMA 2008. It's a smaller set. But then, Samad, you raised your hand.
Yes. So I just wanted to give you a very quick overview of where we are with root zone NGR. So the first version of root zone NGR has been published, and that includes Arabic script. We are in the process of initiating the second round in which
I can't hear you.
Yes, sorry. So I was saying that in the second round, we already have proposals out for Lao and Khmer, and the Thai proposals coming out for public comment today, and Georgian. So there's basically the second version of LGI is going to contain another 4 or 5 scripts, which is going to come out early next year, in 2017, hopefully by ICANN 58. And then we are anticipating another LGR3 probably towards the end of 2017 or early 2018, which will have hopefully many more scripts. Target is to have Chinese, Japanese, Korean, also possibly Swedish, Latin, and Greek in that. So I think there is a reasonable hope that we should be able to close that process soon, within next year or so. So that's sort of the outlook on the timeline. Obviously, the final, what's included depends on the generation panel or the community themselves, how soon they can close their proposal. The second thing I wanted to say was that once something's in root zone LGR, it's stable. That's one of the conditions for the root zone LGR. So something which is defined doesn't really change in the next version. Things can be added on to it, but what's already in it cannot be taken away. So that's a stability constraint. So I think if we, from that perspective, it's not really a moving target in that sense for a particular script. There will be more scripts added in different versions, but the scripts which have been added are not really going to change much over time. So it's a reasonably stable base as if it needs to be used. Thank you. Hello?
I'm sorry. I turned my microphone off. Thank you so much. I think that the time is about to run up, so let me try to summarize that. Do you have an agreement, or does he agree that we should use the intentional as a blocking, a list for blocking? And we should also use the data from the root zone work for the same purpose. And then I suggest that that confusable is listed as a reference that should be considered by the TMB, not a must, but just to be considered. Does this summarize the position that we have? Carl says yes. Okay. And Samad confirms. Jan and Dennis, are you green? Yeah. It's Dennis. We have booked a meeting for next week. Carla said he cannot join that meeting. Should we keep the meeting? Anyone else that has a problem? Else, I think we should have the meeting. Okay, so we have the meeting. We have action point from last time. Carl, you sent in, I think, some data, and we will look at that too next week. So the action points, besides some other action points, are valid for next meeting. Okay. So, talk to you next week.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.